That was Sanford Sylvian playing the title role in John Adams' imaginatively entitled opera, Nixon in China. And after 31 of these pieces and three turns as co-host of Public Address Radio, the news has certainly been a kind of mystery, ranging from the mass hysteria surrounding that rugby tournament through the spectacle of alleged gorillas in the Urdawitta Mists, which generated more heat than light, which was entirely predictable, and had me agreeing with lefty commentator Martin Bomber Bradbury and praying that some of my ideological chums on the right would stop throwing around terms like domestic terrorists with such gay abandon, which probably shocked me as much as anyone else. On the political front, I did the previously unthinkable and tore up my local body ballot papers, and a record number of Kiwis followed suit. Winston Peters and his personality cult continued to make me embarrassed to be on the right, while Slugger Mallard, Fibber Benson Pope and sleazy Philip Field made me thankful not to be on the left either. But let's end the year on a positive note. We may suck, blow and choke on the sports field, but wasn't it a great year for the arts? Lloyd Jones richly deserved his spot on the Booker shortlist with Mr. Pip. Outrageous Fortune, a show I took a while to warm to, just went from strength to strength. And the next person who tells me Eagle vs. Shark is just a Napoleon Dynamite ripoff is going to get a figurative smack in the head, right? And best of all, even if the Flight of the Conchords laconic nerdcore humour isn't your cup of tea, wasn't it great to see them having a real success in the United States and on the home of the Sopranos? But the Arty Farty Kiwi of the Year award for me has to go to Hamish Keith. His documentary series, The Big Picture, A Personal View of New Zealand Art, is currently playing on Sunday nights on One. The subtitle is entirely accurate, and nobody could ever accuse the elderly enfant terrible of the New Zealand art scene of being short of an opinion. But he's also backing up those opinions with a serious argument, and his enthusiasm is downright infectious. On that cheery note, remember there's only 23 inflation-stimulating overdraft abuse days left until Christmas. Overeat, get drunk, and bicker with your loved ones while you're comatose in front of the television. For the day after, you start recovering so you can do it all over again on New Year's Eve. Our corporate overlords in New Zealand on air willing, I'll see you in 2008, where we'll be mocking the bastards 180 seconds at a time.
We live in an unsettled time.